This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. For this next story, we're heading to San Francisco's Tenderloin District. The neighborhood is becoming the staging ground for a lot of change as tech giants like Twitter move in. It's also one of the city's poorest neighborhoods. Approximately 4,000 people there live in low-income residential hotels. One of those is the Cadillac Hotel. It's home to a free concert series that invites everyone who lives and works in the neighborhood to come together and enjoy the music. KLW's Stephen Short showed up for a performance. Here's his report.
Hi, Michael. How are you? I'm so happy you came. Oh, great.
It's just afternoon on a Friday, and a group of, perhaps 50 people have gathered in the lobby of the Cadillac Hotel on Eddy Street in San Francisco's Tenderloin neighborhood.
Would you like a raffle ticket for the disc?
Okay.
Sure, why not?
The Tenderloin has lots of single-room occupancy hotels, or SROs, as well as centers for job training and child care. But the people in this room today aren't here for services. They've come for a concert.
Rebecca
Rodman and Jason Eckel are actually only part of the band Dirty Cello, which she describes as
a blues and bluegrass band that we started about 4 years ago. We did our first performance together at the Cadillac Hotel, and I fell in love with the place. And when you leave, you feel good, because we feel good about performing here and donating our services happily.
It's such an interesting show.
Jason Eckel is today's guitarist.
And if you can get a mental image in your mind, it's a hotel lobby, but it's very ornate. So it's this amazingly interesting mix of people. We're residents of the Cadillac Hotel, people who live in the Tenderloin neighborhood, but also people who are taking a minute out of their day in their office buildings to come.
Our concerts are a free series, so no one gets paid, including myself.
Kathy Looper and her husband Leroy bought the Cadillac in the 1970s with a plan to transform it into low-income housing. They knew stability was important. They knew job training was important. And so was something else, music.
Music has a tendency to uplift everyone's soul. It's a universal language. You hear it and immediately start tapping your foot.
The concerts, which happen monthly, started in 2007 with the gift of a grand piano.
1884 Steinway Grand Concert Grand Model D piano.
But the inspiration goes back to her childhood.
Oh, let me tell you that story. That was great, yes. I lived on Twin Peaks with my mom.
And she often walked through the Twin Peaks eucalyptus forest, eyeing the Laguna Honda Hospital complex as she went by.
And I wanted to volunteer there. I never quite made it, but the one thing that was always an inspiration to me, which actually acted as a model for our concert program, is the Christmas program that Bing Crosby would have at Laguna Honda.
Singer Bing Crosby, who lived in Burlingame, had a popular national radio program from the mid-1930s to the mid-1950s.
As is Bing's custom at Christmas time, he opens the program with a Veste Fidelis.
A Veste Fidelis.
He would invite all these famous singers to come and sing for free to entertain the residents. And I thought, that was just such an amazing thing to do it every year. And I thought, that's a great model. I'd love someday to be in a position where I could do that.
People come here to hear the music, you know. So they, you know, when we got something going, well, they all come in, see.
Robert Mathena, who's 90, has lived at the Cadillac Hotel longer than anybody.
Well, you've been coming for a very long time. Have you seen much change in the audiences over the years?
Well, it seems to be a younger crowd now than it was several years back. It was more an older type of people, you know, living in the Tenderloin. Now it's more younger people.
Now, hang on a minute. Years ago, when you moved in here, you were younger people.
Yeah.
Now you're 90 years old. Of course there are going to be younger people.
There you are. That's right.
Guitarist Jason Eckel knows everyone has their own impression of the Tenderloin.
For some people, it's their home. For some people, it's a place they speed through in their car. For some people, it's a place they end up by accident.
But no matter what anyone thinks, Kathy Looper knows that
people in the Tenderloin live in some very depressing situations. So they're not coming to the concerts with an uplifted mind, but by the time they leave, they're smiling, they're happy. And if I could just do that for a group of people, even once a month, I'm happy.
And judging from the reaction to today's concert, so is everybody else. At the Cadillac Hotel in San Francisco's Tenderloin, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.